knows it.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, what's up, man? How are you?
I am doing so good. What is up with you, sir? How are you doing today?
I'm recovering from the holidays, dude. I feel, you know, if I could see myself, I almost envision like looking into a mirror and it's like those cartoons where this, you know, you got someone that was in a, you know, fight behind this, you know, grocery store or something and you got like black eye and, you know, the little swirly things above their head and maybe a couple gnats flying around. And
little
stuff.
Tweety bird going around.
All disheveled, a Tweety bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, that's how the holidays are. They're great, but man, that wear you out.
You are not lying. You know, you know what I'm doing right now to recover from the holidays? I am literally as we speak right now, drinking the last dregs of eggnog.
Oh.
Because, you know, that stuff doesn't keep after Christmas. Like, you got to drink that fast.
No, it really doesn't, man. It goes down so well before Christmas, but after Christmas, you're just like, nah.
Well, you know, you cut it. It's and now, correct me if I'm wrong. It's 3 parts bourbon to 1 part eggnog. Is that correct?
You put that much eggnog in your bourbon? I'm just kidding. I don't know, dude.
Well, it's tasting great, man, and I'm really glad to be enjoying it right here with you because you're right. It has been a wild holiday season, but they have come and gone. The hollies and the jollies are out. We have undecked the halls or you know, we've stuffed Santa back the chimney. And I don't know about you, man, but one of the traditions in our household is as we kind of prepare for New Year's, you know, not only are we putting up the Christmas decorations, but we're really kind of taking account. We're taking account of everything that has come before in this past year. And I got to say, man, just right out the gate, before we jump into all the wonderful things that we have to talk about, I just really appreciate you, brother. Like, I really, really am so very thankful for you, for your friendship. Just, you know, we've been, you know, when my family made the move to come to Houston, and to leave Jackson, it was a difficult, you know, it was a difficult decision. And it's always hard whenever you leave town, right? Because you miss your friends, you miss your family and everything else. But thanks to Country Squire Radio, man, we've had these weekly touch points throughout this, not just like throughout me being gone, but throughout like the hardest years of our life. You know what I mean?
Know,
like,
really?
We have held fast to each other during an apocalypse, man. And I just love you, man. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother. I feel the same way, Bo. I really do. I'm getting a little teary now because it's it really has been a hard couple of years.
It really has, man.
But it's man, it's been great to stay connected to, you know, one of your best friends and on a weekly basis too, which a lot of people even if they do stay well connected don't get to do. So man, grateful that our listeners can be a part of that and man, that we just get to enjoy all this special time together. So man, we've developed quite a community. It's been a lot of fun, but I'm grateful for you, man, and all your hard work obviously that you do for the show. So.
Hey man, likewise. And you know, speaking of that community, you know, occasionally we make promises on this show, and on lesser of an occasion, we actually fulfill those promises, right?
Yeah.
A couple weeks back, we did a Tobacco Talk episode where you brought to the table some extremely exclusive pipe tobaccos, and you let people know that of our club members, we were going to be giving out some of these pipe tobaccos, shipping them out to them. And I'm excited to say, well, actually, you want to kind of refresh folks' memories on what these are?
Yeah, so we had a Tobacco Talk, I guess it was been a few episodes ago now, and essentially let folks know what we were going to do. The tobaccos involved are St. Ives and Cornell & Deal House Reserve, which is only available at brick-and-mortar pipe shops. And so you have to be a brick-and-mortar tobacconist that is an authorized dealer of Cornell & Deal and all this kind of stuff in order to carry that specific one. And then also Esoterica St. Ives, this is obviously just a very hard tobacco to get. You know, it's just hard to find. And so I happen to have the tobaccos here. And what we're going to do, the St. Ives comes in an 8-ounce bag. And the House Reserve comes in a 2-ounce tin. And we're actually going to break these up and we're going to gift. I've got some that I'm going to keep back just a little bit of. So what we're going to do is pick 8 lucky people.
Yes, sir.
Who are members of our club. And they are going to be proud recipients of 1 ounce each of one of these tobaccos. So 7 people will get an ounce of St. Ives. And then one person will get the House Reserve 10. And actually what I'm going to do with the House Reserve 10 is just send the rest of the entire 10 that we've got here of that. So that'll be a nice gift for someone. So yeah, man, seven in St. Ives and one House Reserve. It's exciting. We're looking forward to giving that away at the end of the show, right?
That's right. We'll be announcing four of those winners at the end of this week's episode and four of the winners at the end of next week's episode. Because, man, we're doing something that we've done from time to time. We're doing a two-parter. And it's apropos, man, because here we are at the end of 2021. Just a really, really a unique year. And
let's put this joker to bed.
Yeah. 2022, here we
Without
come.
Without its milk. Just go straight to bed.
Just go straight to bed. But here's the thing, man. We, as much as there's so much about this year that we are ready to kind of move past, we would be remiss if we didn't celebrate those that were doing some extremely good work in this last past year, especially in the pipe and pipe tobacco world. And so we started this series, goodness gracious, probably about 5 years ago, which was best of series, where we close out the year looking back to the past and really big upping folks in the industry. Now, this has evolved a little bit over time, right? Like we've used a lot of different back-end methods for gathering votes in the past. We did kind of a popular vote. And what we found over the years is what really works is for our listeners to nominate and give recommendations for who they want to see or who they feel really were outstanding in these various categories that we'll be talking about this week. And then ultimately, though, the decision kind of comes to, it's the Country Squire Radio Best Of, so Country Squire Radio makes the call. But we're going to be talking about some of those nominations. We're going to be giving out those awards this week. Imagine, if you will, dear listener, you're sitting back, you're smoking your pipe. John, David, and I dressed in our tuxes with our tuxedo pipes, right? Like, you know, like that nice sleek black pipe
Dunhill
and everything.
Dress pipe. Yeah.
Yeah, the Dunhill dress pipe, man. We are ready to go. You got your champagne popped. You got that. You know, at the Oscars, how they serve the fish with like the flaky, crusty thing that goes on top of it?
Is that a thing?
I think it is. I saw it on YouTube once, so it must be. But anyway, so you're sitting back, you're enjoying your pipe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Country Squire Radio's Best of 2021.
That is right, man. So excited.
All right. So we've got for this week, man, we've got five categories that we are going to be covering. I think, man, we're going to start it off with a category that is one of the most controversial categories of all of the categories that
kidding.
We have.
Yeah.
I don't know what possessed us at one point to make this category a major category, because in many respects, it represents so many subcategories. And what I'm talking about is the best pipe accessory. Now, John David, when I say pipe accessory, like, what are some of the images that come to mind for you?
The first image that comes to mind is a ruler that a nun would hold to slap a student's hand when they mispronounce something.
Wow.
Because the way you say accessory drives me crazy.
Well, is that not how you say accessory? That's how you say accessory.
It's accessory.
Accessory. That's what I said.
Accessory.
I sold cell phone accessories for years, my friend, and I've always said accessory.
Well, maybe there's a reason you don't anymore. I'm just saying. Okay.
This is true.
Man, the pipe accessories, this is something, you know, in the past, I think we had taken different categories and kind of merged them together. So really the first image a lot of people have is something like a tobacco tote or a pipe roll, or, you know, a lot of folks think of all the beautiful tampers that have been created. We talked about some of those kind of items at our Christmas wish list,
that's,
you know,
right.
episode last
yes.
week and stuff like that. And so, you know, that's the thing. This is a broad category. We could have a best tamper category. We could have a best pipe caddy category, or, you know, pipe rack or stand or whatever. But the thing is, this is all so diverse, and the folks in the pipe industry that are artisans that create these products, they are so creative that they don't stick to one category. They are constantly developing products that, you know, create their own category, and we'll see some of that today. It's really really amazing just what's out there. And so you can't really have there's just, if you had a category for best tamper and then a category for best tobacco holder, then you'd miss something, because there's some new product out there that just defies all that, but it's still a pipe smoking
right.
accessory, you know?
That's right, yeah.
So, pipe smoking accessories, these, for people are so important. Pipe smokers are knick-knack people. We love trinkets. We love stuff. We love the gear. You know, it's all about the gear and having all the little knickknacks and you know, implements to go along with the ritual of pipe smoking, whether that's, tamping your tobacco down, lighting your pipe, caring for your pipe after you've smoked it, you know, setting up your placemat, or, you know, there's all these different things that go into the process,
that's
obviously.
Right.
And so, Bo, how do you want to do this? Do you want to say the honorable mentions first and then do the winner?
Yeah, I think that's right, man. We had so many honorable mentions. Because this is such a large category, so many different nominations came in. And it was difficult to even like select the honorable mentions because of the wealth of recommendations and nominations. Yeah.
And before we mention the honorable mentions, I just have to say, even though we're leading with this category right out of the bat, this was probably the hardest one for me to pick.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. This was probably the hardest one for me to pick of all the categories that we have because there are so many amazing products out there that are accessories for pipe smokers. So it's some awesome competition here.
All right, man. Well, here we go. These are our honorable mentions this year. The Dark Fired Leather Pipe Roll, the
yep.
Pocket Jar by the Pipery,
yep.
Fourth Generation
yep.
Pipe Backpack,
yep.
And the Tamper Roll by Northwest Gentleman. These are all honorable mentions in this category. But of course, there was only one winner that could be selected, man. And our winner this year?
It is the Tin Wrap by the Northwest Gentleman. And man, I'm telling you, the Northwest Gentleman, he has been doing this. He's based out of Idaho. He has got an Etsy store. You can also go straight to his website to purchase his products. But he has been producing some of the most high-end leather goods related to pipe smoking since, I think, 2015. Incredibly talented and uses, you know, obviously premium products. And you can go back through the whole catalog of everything he's produced. You can even sort it by date, I think, on his Etsy shop and just kind of see how his talent over time has evolved and how his craftsmanship has improved and all that kind of stuff. And the things he's putting out now are just awesome. They're yeah. just awesome. But, man, we chose the Tin Wrap this year for this year's, best pipe accessory of 2021. The Tin Wrap it's incredible. It is a leather gizmo that is all based around holding a tin, a pipe, a tamper, and a lighter. And
wow.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so awesome. You know, I think a constant thing that pipe smokers go back to is, how do I tote all this stuff with me? You know, how do I tote it with me? And also, what does it actually look like to decide what I want to smoke one day? Like, you know, how a lot of pipe rolls are set up now and a lot of pipe caddies and things that where you carry your, you know, pipe stuff is, it's got a pouch in it that contains loose tobacco that maybe you empty from a tin or something. But, you know, a lot of times when you're leaving the house, you just want to grab a tin of tobacco that you're interested in and, you know, make sure you've got it there with your pipe and your lighter and it's all connected. And that's what the Northwest Gentleman has done here. He has taken a perfect leather pouch compact thing that is all centered around the tin of tobacco that you've selected to take with you that day. It's got a pipe loop that holds one pipe, and then when you open it up, it's got a place for a tamper and a lighter. And if you're like me and you already carry a lighter in your pocket anyway, then it's a perfect place to roll up some pipe cleaners or, you know, matches or whatever you do. But this is just awesome. It holds a, you know, kind of a normal size vacuum seal round tin style, which is the most popular tin style. Of course, it will not hold like a, at least that I believe, it won't hold like one of the Cornell and Deal style tins or something like that. But those vacuum seal style tins is what it's designed to hold. And it's just beautiful. It's $60. It's very handsome. And it's just a cool product. And so anyway, pipe accessory of 2021 is the Tin Wrap by Northwest Gentleman.
Man, you love to see it. And it's one of those things where, It's a category where innovation really leads the day. And so congratulations to the folks there at Northwest Gentleman and to their Etsy store as well. So check it out, the Tin Wrap by Northwest Gentleman. All right, man, next category. Now, this is a highly coveted slot, okay? This is, in many respects, this is always a little bit dangerous to put up front because you think about the Oscars, they've got kind of best actor category they save for last or best director.
Yeah.
This is the best actor to some extent. This is the best director to some extent. We are talking about the best tobacconist of 2021. Now, John David, you yourself are a celebrated tobacconist in the industry. As we've always said, whenever it comes to the Best of Country Squire Radio, Country Squire Tobaccos, the Country Squire Tobacconist, like not a category, like, well, you can't be nominated or anything of that nature. So, you know, one of the beautiful things about this, I always feel a little bad because whenever you watch like the Oscars or the Tonys or whatever it may be, they always have like an actor who's nominated for something that has to then present the award they didn't win to somebody else, you know? So I always love like, you know, just kind of acknowledging the fact that you're about to, bestow a pretty prominent award to a fellow journeyman, a fellow master in the craft, without having to do so with that level of shame that's over here. But the master, like the best tobacconist, man, when you're thinking best tobacconist, what's kind of coming to your mind? What are you looking for?
Well, you know, tobacconist, and when we talk about tobacconist, I guess we mean a brick and mortar tobacconist.
That's
obviously
right.
A tobacconist is also the person behind the counter, but we're looking for, you know, a smoke shop, a brick and mortar tobacconist that is producing their own tobacco, that is a full-fledged pipe shop that carries a wide selection of briar and other imported pipes, that any pipe smoker worth the salt that walks in there would be impressed with the collection. And also, you know, this is a place where, you know, you would expect lots of custom blending to take place, working with straight blending ingredients and that type of thing. And folks behind the counter that are experts on the subject.
That's
and
right, yeah.
And are trained and have, you know, earned their stripes and all that kind of stuff. And so tobacconist is, it's why I do what I do. You know, it's our DNA and it's, you know, so important. So yeah, best tobacconist of 2021. It's that category where, I mean, we're looking for the heart and soul in a sense of the pipe world, and it's the local meeting place for the pipe smoker.
That's right, man. All right, let's count them down. So our honorable mentions again this year is you know, wonderful nominations sent from across the world and from across the country. Honorable mentions this year, man. We've got Tobacco World from Spokane, Washington. McCraney's from Charlotte, North Carolina. We've got The Briary from Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got Tobacco Cabana from Cedar Hill, Texas. Those are our honorable mentions. Again, some really outstanding tobacconists featured this year, but man, there can only be one winner. Who is the best tobacconist of 2021?
Man, it's going to be a familiar name because it was last year too, and it is Watch City Cigar in Framingham, Massachusetts, man.
Ernie
and the crew up there, they just do a fabulous job, and this is a full service pipe shop and cigar, world-class cigar shop as well. But Ernie and the folks up there, Watch City Cigar, again, best tobacconist of the year 2021. They have an awesome story. Of course, they were kind of started in another local town and then kind of moved, but their name hails from that Watch City that the original location was involved in there.
That's right, yeah.
They continue to do just a really outstanding job, both in their store and online, and folks travel from all over to visit that shop. It's a Massachusetts shop. It's a New England shop. You know, they've got an attitude and a chip on their shoulder. Their their blends that they're constantly cranking out are have a little edginess to them and are just always a lot of fun and interesting. Ernie's always cooking up something that's got some quirky twist to it that's just really entertaining. And so it's always fun to get the notifications that these things are coming out. It's just really, really awesome. But they do a lot of these custom small batch blends that come out in limited editions and so many big ones. The recently the Old Dominion 25th anniversary flake, the Simply Vioriental, the Rougarou, Virginia Perique, and then of course their, who could forget their Christmas blend, Elf Dandruff.
Oh my gosh.
And you just can't get enough of this stuff.
Right.
And one thing I really want to acknowledge too, again, we really try hard to keep Country Squire Radio apolitical or whatever, but in Massachusetts, Watch City, they have a very unique situation where their state government prohibits them from selling flavored pipe tobacco to residents of Massachusetts. And so Watch City continues to be a very successful brick and mortar tobacconist, even in spite of that very Spartan restriction. And so they, you know, every day they are constantly having to apologize to people that walk in the door about being able to sell flavored pipe tobacco, but then they can turn around and ship it to someone in New Hampshire or, you know, St. Louis or what, you know, wherever someone else is. So it's this really interesting kind of dynamic that they have to put up with there in their state. And it's just really admirable that Watch City not only puts up with it, but excels in it. They are a world-class tobacconist that has, you know, made lemonade out of lemons, you know.
Man, yeah.
And they've just done the best that they can and really, you know, really just, you know, become a premier pipe shop in the United States. And so, anyway, best tobacconist of 2021, Watch City Cigar in Massachusetts.
Man, congratulations to Ernie and the good folks at Watch City Cigar, man. That's that's exciting.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I say it all the time, man. Innovation is key. Like to me, that's always something that I'm looking for things that are going on in the industry. And you know, adversity that breeds innovation is something to be like the innovation that comes from adversity is to be celebrated, because a lot of times we see it in this industry, we see it in every industry, but I mean, we see it a lot of times in this industry where it's like, oh, things aren't the way they used to be, and people like get down and they just kind of like gripe and they don't do anything and they get curmudgeon and everything up. But then you've got folks that are like being innovative, like working forward, finding creative ways forward. And you got to celebrate those folks, man. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for Ernie and the good folks at Watch City Cigars. Congratulations on best tobacconist of 2021. So as we transition from people to product here, we're about to talk about two different products. Well, no, two similar products, but packaged in very different ways with these next two categories.
Yep.
But of course, if we're going to be talking about specifically pipe tobaccos, we first have to mention that if you're going to be enjoying any of the pipe tobaccos we're about to talk about, we highly recommend you do so to get all of the great flavors that are there, all of the quality smoking attributes that you can find, the kind of quality smoke that you can only get from a quality pipe from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That is exactly right, Bo.
You know, John David, I think probably one of the handsomest pipe I have, is it handsomest or most handsome?
Probably most handsome.
Okay, most handsome pipes that I have probably actually come from Missouri Meerschaum. Don't get me wrong. I've got some, you know, like absolutely beautiful artisan pipes that are made of Morta, that are made of, you know, of olive, that are Meerschaum, that are also, of course, briar pipes. But man, I've got some corncob pipes. You know, you think about, again, we've asked people to envision us at the kind of Oscar style awards ceremony wearing our tuxedos. If you didn't imagine me smoking a pipe from a corncob pipe, a country gentleman that is painted stark black, then you did it wrong. Because, man, the country gentleman is one of my favorite pipes from Missouri Meerschaum. Longtime listeners know it is a go-to whenever I'm out fishing. In fact, it doesn't really feel like fishing if I don't have my country gentleman with me. And it's a quality pipe from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum, one that I strongly recommend everybody has in their collection.
Yeah, man, the country gentleman, obviously, it's been a bestseller for a very long time with Missouri Meerschaum. And it's just a great it's a great go-to pipe for a lot of reasons. The size is moderate to large, but it has a generous bowl without being unwieldy or anything like that. It's a light pipe for its size, and of course you know, has that elegant kind of black stain on the outside with the hardwood insert in the bottom of the bowl. So just a great pipe, and comes in that filtered variety. So check it out. You can get it in a bent or straight pipe, and if you go to corncobpipe.com and select it there, along with a whole bunch of other really cool products, they will be glad to send it right to your front door from Washington, Missouri.
That's right, man. And big thanks to the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show. All right, man, it is tobacco time. And, you know, we've got these categories that we're about to talk about separated into two different categories. We've got the best artisan non-tin blend of 2021, and then we'll be talking about the best tin tobacco of 2021. Now, for me as a consumer, man, I always have a different mindset into when I'm going in to buy a tin versus loose leaf tobacco. Like if I'm buying a bag, like I go walk into a shop, I see the jars up on the wall. I come in as a consumer with a lot of assumptions, sometimes very incorrect, depending on where I am, of course, in terms of what's up there on the wall. But more often than not, when I see those jars, what I'm looking for is something that was either blended in-house or blended loose and has a little bit more of that, you know, that human connection to it. You know what I mean? Like the, the tobacconist hands to some extent have been touching this. And again, that's not to belittle what's on the tin. I'll talk about how great tin tobacco here is in a minute, but first.
Yeah, it's got its own category.
It's got its own category. But first, we do need to talk about this best artisan non-tin blend of 2021. What were some of your mindsets as you were kind of considering the options that we were about to discuss?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, again, this is a, you know, we talked about the best tobacconist and the work that goes into being a good tobacconist. And so you want to select a tobacco that has been artisanally produced in a small batch environment, something that's, you know, aggressive, pushing the envelopes, interesting, maintaining a lot of excitement amongst pipe smokers, and something that folks have really taken to and reviewed well. You know, in these small batch tobaccos that are created, tobaccos that are sold in a, you know, in a retail environment, by weight, this is where, you know, there's not, it kind of all, you know, all bets are off. You can do whatever you want in that kind of environment. So it's an awesome, kind of, you know, petri dish, place for you to experiment with just, you know, well, what happens if you throw a little bit of this in there? You know, if you're a huge pipe tobacco company and you're going to make, you know, 30 million cans of something, you don't really have a lot of room for error. You know, you've got to get it right. The local tobacconist that is making some of these small batch artisanal blends, they have the ability to just get creative in some ways that are not possible in other setups.
Man, that's where the kitchen's happening, right? Like that's the jazz. That's where like some organic stuff is kind of coming together.
That's exactly right. So that's what makes it so exciting. And that's why this is an important category, obviously, for so.
All right, man. Honorable mentions. We're running them down right now. Here we go. Verge Engine Santa Drive and the Endless Void from Ken Byron Ventures, and also Highland Mixture from McCraney's. Now, these were our honorable mentions this year, but of course, there can only be one winner. And like I said, man, it's all about that jazz. Who do we get for our winner this year?
Man, the winner this year of best artisan blend of 2021 goes to a blend from our friends at Watch City Cigar, and it is Rougarou. It is Rougarou. Rougarou, this is a highly sought after blend year after year, and this is a really cool concept. So what Ernie and the guys up there have done, I just want to read the description.
Yeah, absolutely.
This, from Tobacco Reviews, because it's just a really cool concept. And if you peruse Tobacco Reviews quite a bit, you'll notice a name that pops up there a lot, a whole lot. And that name is Jim Inks. Jim Inks is a tobacco reviewer, and he has got he is the most prolific tobacco reviewer on tobaccoreviews.com. He has reviewed just thousands and thousands of tobaccos over the years. And so if you've ever looked at their website, I know for a fact you're familiar with his name. But anyway, Jim Inks collaborated with Ernie at Watch City Cigar to create this year's Rougarou. And man, just so excited about this. And the description is: the Rougarou, the Cajun werewolf. It prowls the sugarcane fields outside of New Orleans looking for its next victim. Watch City's Rougarou is based upon a bed of our Simply Red and a matured Red Virginia. Rougarou is an indulgent melange of flavors of stewed fig and plum, spiced with a generous amount of Perique, along with some stove Virginia and a bit of bright Virginia for a unique floral note that drifts in and out throughout the bowl. And so this is just a very complex, plummy, stewy mulled fruit. You know, you've got those deep undertoned Virginia notes that are there, along with that mushroomy Perique, and it's just awesome. It's awesome. And when they've come out with it, it goes obviously, you know, very, very quickly, as does everything that Watch City produces. But man, just really cool. Very well done this year from Rougarou, with Rougarou from Watch City Cigar. Rougarou spelled Rougarou. Bo, do you know what a Rougarou is?
I from what I understand, it's a werewolf that parouses the city of New Orleans. I was unaware. I thought
So the idea it's within French communities, particularly kind of, you know, Cajun French or, you know, Acadian areas. It's kind of their boogeyman, right? It's their
the folklore. Blair Witch type of
I mean, you know, that's kind of, you know, in for whatever reason that kind of developed in those communities, and so there's a ton of different spellings for Rougarou out there. They have gone with probably the most Louisiana-centric with these X's that make it look very authentic. And it is it's really interesting. So there's all kinds of different folklore out there around that. But they've named this tobacco, obviously, with that, thinking of that that Cajun influence. And obviously, your mind goes to the Perique and those swampy Louisiana tobaccos that are included in this fantastic blend. Really cool. Congratulations, Rougarou from Watch City Cigar. Best artisanal blend of 2021.
All right, man. So as I mentioned, we kind of like go from the artisanal blend category to the tinned tobacco category. And I always, you know, one of the things I really love about the show, man, is that you and I, we bring a different perspective to kind of the pipe tobacco mindset, right? Like you are behind the counter. I'm in front of the counter. Or wait, are you in front of the counter and I'm behind? No, you're behind the counter.
Yes.
I guess it's all about perspective, right? So point is though, that, you know, you're behind the scenes. You're that industry guy. I'm really more of that consumer. And the way in which we look at products is very different. And the way in which we kind of approach products is very different. And yet there's much similarity. You are always kind of putting yourself in the mindset of that consumer, because you have to always think about when somebody walks into your shop, what is it they're looking for? How are they experiencing the shop for the first time? And every single pipe tobacco shop in America, yes, you're going to find beautiful cases of kind of these glass covered pipes, maybe some basket pipes over there, some nice jars packed with some great artisanal blends, or at least people trying to pass off blends they just repackaged as artisanal blends.
Yeah, one Q with a different name.
Yeah, I mean, like it happens. But one thing.
Not at the Country Squire.
Not at the Country Squire. That's right. But anyway, point is that like there, one thing there is very, very standard that you're going to find all across America is you are going to find tinned tobacco stacked up. You know, it almost every single time I go to the Country Squire back in the day, and I remember seeing kind of your rows and rows of tins, it reminded me, it took me back to being a kid and going to the comic book store and seeing like comics all stacked up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, your big Marvel, your big DC, they're all, you know, they come in, you're ready for kind of the latest one, that sort of thing. And there is that kind of guarantee that comes with the tin tobacco, as you mentioned, whereas the artisanal, kind of the loose blends, there is more of that jazz. There is more of that kind of, you know, cooking in the kitchen, that experimental work. With the tins, you're looking for quality. You're looking for consistency every single time. So this is a very difficult category from that standpoint, right? Because you're talking about the big boys coming to play when you're talking about the best tin of 2021.
And the big boys that have the best ingredients on earth. I mean, you know, some of the largest, these tobacco blenders that make our favorite tobaccos across the spectrum, they, you know, they have the ability to work directly with farmers and get some leaf.
That's right.
You know, has a very particular characteristic to it. They have the ability to sit on, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds of a specific type of tobacco in order to age it, to make it just so it can fit a blend just right. And so, it's just a very this is a big one every year. It's you know, there's so many big ones within you know, the best of that we do that folks look forward to. But you know, the favorite 10 every year is a big one. So so many of the best tobaccos in the world. And like you said, you expect a you know, a certain level benchmark of quality that comes with a tin tobacco. And who doesn't like a shiny new tin? You know, even if you don't smoke it and you just put it in your cellar, you're like, oh, I just bought a shiny new tin.
Okay, all right. To be fair, so that is also the aspect that always kind of reminds me of the comic book shop, because sometimes you'd buy the comics, you put it in the sleeve, and you just put it in a box, and like, you know, just kind of becomes part of the collection. And there are
I'm that way at a bookstore, man. Books do I have that I've purchased that look so shiny on my bookshelf, but I'm like, yeah, I've never read that.
There you go. Well, man, we've got some great honorable mentions this year. We've got Sunbear and Sutliff Kringle Flake, but of course, there can be only one winner. Who was the best tin tobacco of 2021?
Yeah, this year is a tobacco we have talked about on the show this year. And it is none other than Mac Baron Rustica, the 2021 release. Mm. Man, what a great tobacco. What a fantastic tobacco. Mac Baron, of course, if you'll remember several episodes ago, gosh, probably several months ago, I'm sure, but we did this review of the 2021 Rustica. You know, Rustica, this is a sister tobacco plant to the Nicotiana tobacum plant that we know and love as, you know, the majority of pipe tobacco comes from. You know, that type of tobacco is just different. It's just got a different twang to it. It's highly, you know, spicy. It's got more nicotine. It's bolder. It's something that, because of some of these properties, you just don't see it as often. It tends to be a little rough around the edges. It's like this wild stallion that's hard to tame, you know, and Mac Baron's done it. They've tamed it. They've blended it well, and they've created something that's just really special. This year's, edition of it, Per Jensen and the other folks at Mac Baron, they just did a fantastic job of creating just the right mixture of Virginias, Burleys, and this Rustica tobacco to make this just really delicious flake. And it's something that is obviously full bodied and powerful and has a oaky, spicy flavor, but it is still approachable. It's something that can be enjoyed by the, you know, curious, more inexperienced pipe smoker, or maybe a pipe smoker that, you know, tends to, you know, like a milder tobacco, but is looking for something to maybe push the envelope a little bit. And they've just nailed it. They really have. So happy to announce this year. It, you know, Sunbear won it 2 years in a row, the different iterations of that Jeremy Reeves and the folks at Cornell and Deal have come out with, and such a good tobacco. Kringle Flake, we had so many nominations written in for Kringle Flake. Incredible tobacco, such a good seller, and so excited to see Kringle Flake do well. But best 10 of 2021, best 10 tobacco goes to Mac Baron Rustica 2021 release.
Congratulations to our friends at Mac Baron, man. That's exciting. All right, here we are, the last category for this part one of our best of series, man. We are transitioning. We've been talking about tobacco. It's now time to talk about the pipes. And when you're talking about the pipes, we're talking about the people that make the pipes. Now, you know, we have long discussed this tension that exists between kind of the pipe geek and the tobacco nerd, right? Like there's this mindset. People come to the pipe for different reasons. Some people are really into the pipe tobacco itself. Some people are really more into the craft and kind of the beauty of the pipe. And there's a lot of folks that are in kind of that middle area. Don't get me wrong. A lot of folks, you know, they enjoy the pipe tobacco. They enjoy the pipes, and it's kind of the blending of the two. But if you look at the spectrum, that's out there, man. We have to acknowledge that, right?
It is so varied, and it's one of those things where a lot of people get into, you know, the pipe world because of the tobacco, and that's all they do. You know, they could smoke it out of whatever. They'll smoke it out of rolling papers, but they just want the tobacco, you know. Right. And then you've got folks on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, and they're in it because of the love of the pipe itself.
Yes.
The actual, you know, device that you know, you're consuming the tobacco through, to the point in which there's pipe collectors that have never smoked a pipe, right? There's people like that out there.
This is true.
It's absolutely true. And We occasionally see it at our shop, folks coming through and looking for, you know, highly collectible pieces or interesting pieces that have really good grain or things like that. And, you know, you ask them what kind of tobaccos they smoke, and they're just like, well, I really don't. Beautiful paperweight on my, on my shelf or whatever. But, you know, and so some people really are pipe people, you know, and then some people are really, really tobacco people. And, man, there's nothing that epitomizes a pipe person more than an artisan pipe maker that is making pipes on his or her own.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the great things is very recently we had, Quinn, the intern, came on the show and kind of shared with us about, some different pipe, carvers from all over the world. We got some great feedback, by the way, on that episode, and really, really excited to have Quinn on again sometime in the future as well. And you know, somebody who really has an appreciation, a love for the pipe in that kind of pipe geekdom way.
Yeah.
Man, this is the moment, though. This is where we celebrate the best pipe carver of 2021. First, we have to mention some honorable mentions. And as with all these categories, so many great nominations came in. It was very difficult to even lift
this
up.
This was hard. This was really hard.
Because I mean, like, you think about it, we're choosing one person here to be the winner, but then even of the honorable mentions, we got to kind of carve away, so to speak, as to who these honorable mentions are, right?
You're right. And man, I'm you know, the pipe accessory I mentioned earlier was the hardest one for me to pick for
right.
whatever reason. But, you know, particularly, there's so many good pipe accessories. But we had a flood. This was probably the most nominated category, and we just had so many people nominating carvers for this category, and it's just an honor. I mean, because there are so many great carvers out there that are really pushing the envelope and just maintaining the heart and soul of the pipe community. And so anyway, this one was tough. Yep.
All right, well, first let me roll down our honorable mentions. We've got Yeti Pipes, Nate Rose, David Huber, Alexander Hasty, Tonino Giacano, but man, there can only be one. Who was the best pipe carver of 2021?
Man, this year, Chris Asteriou from Athens, Greece.
Golly. Whoa, man.
Chris,
yeah.
Man, has just done an outstanding job. He's a carver that, man, I've had my eye on for quite a while now and has just continued to excel at his work. Chris is really interesting cat, man. Obviously, you know, from Athens, Greece, trained as an architect and worked in that world, in architecture and design for years. A young professional, only born in 1980, so, you know, about 40 years old, and someone that, you know, has really taken some of that creativity and technical prowess and brought it into the pipe world from his previous profession, and now is actually a full-time pipe carver and has been for some time. So, man, just does such a great job. I think initially pulled from a lot of emphasis or a lot of influence from English carvers, English manufacturers, but since has been very influenced by contemporary Danish carvers, Japanese carvers. You see some freehand work there. You see more shape work that looks much more traditional, like it might be out of a Dunhill catalog. He's just all over the map. He uses a variety of different media, but is known for using his hometown ingredient the best, and that is Greek briar. Greece, of course, is known for fantastic briar. It smokes dry and cool, and just has a, you know, excellent smoking quality to it. And so he majors in that and is just really good at what he does. Does a lot of his own metal work too. So anytime you see a silver ferrule or nickel band or something on one of his pipes, there's a really good chance that was actually made by him as well. You know, pipes in this kind of echelon, you tend to think of as being just very expensive. His pipes obviously are expensive, but they are not as expensive as you might think. You know, his are going to be, they'll start around $500 and kind of move on up from there. But anyway, Chris does a fantastic job, very highly regarded. I hope to meet him in person one day. Really great chap from all indications that I've heard, but have not met Chris in person, but would love to. But Chris Asteriou from Athens, Greece, congratulations. Best pipe carver of 2021.
Man, that's awesome. Have you been to Athens before?
I've never been to Greece. No.
Have you not?
I've never been to, I guess, yeah, Eastern Europe. I went, never that part of the world.
Gotcha. Yeah, we went to Greece a couple years ago before the apocalypse, and Athens is a beautiful city of contrast, man. I really, really enjoyed it. It's on my hit list to go again at some point. I just absolutely love it. And
Yeah. Cradle of civilization, right? Or, you know, modern civilization, I guess.
Democracy, right?
Democracy. All kinds of, you know, mathematics and history.
Architecture. Mythology. And, you know,
yeah.
Pipes.
All that.
And pipes.
Pipes.
Man, well, congratulations to Chris. And man, we've had some amazing, amazing folks that we've been able to celebrate this episode. Next week, of course, we'll have our part two for our best of series. We'll be talking about best pipe manufacturer, best pipe publication, best YouTube channel, best pipe clubbing community. So really, really great stuff coming down the way. But man, as we mentioned at the top of the show, this week we're closing out by giving away some goodies. How do you want to do this? Do you want to give specifically the C&D out to one, like the first person, then everybody else gets the St. Ives, or how do you want to do this?
No, let's do the, Let's do four St. Ives's this week, and then next week we'll do three St. Ives's and one House Reserve. How about
Sounds
that?
Perfect. All right, so yep. Getting St. Ives, man, our winners
and,
this week.
And again, this is 1 ounce of St. Ives. It's not a whole bag. It's not nothing. No, it's 1 ounce of St. Ives that we're going to send to this lucky Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club member, and just a way of thanking them for supporting our show.
That's exactly right, man. We got four winners that are going to be receiving those today. That is Chase Abels, Rena Cauldron, David Robinson, and Ross Cowart. So thank y'all so much. Yes, Pipe Club members, man.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Very, 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 very glad to hear some of those names. That's awesome. Those all have been supporters for, man, some of those names quite a long time. And very, very glad to hear that. So yeah, check your mailbox. We'll be getting those out in the coming days, okay?
Absolutely. And congratulations to all the winners so far this year for our Best Of series. Be sure to join us next week for the continuation for our Best Of 2021. You can follow us on Twitter to keep up with your thoughts and let us know who, you know, give some shout outs to the winners as well. You can follow us at Squire Radio on Twitter. You can follow John David at John David Cole. @_CountrySquire is the shop's handle as well. But all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. Well, John David, we still got a lot more awards to be given out. So I say we rest up, get some more champagne, get dusted off, and get back to it. What you say?
I'm excited, man. Let's do it. Let's dive back in. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Let's go have a day.
Bye, brother.